other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is already Thursday, the 24th day of February 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to be talking to the group that's there trying to save Terry Schiavo Schindler's life. They've now ordered her feeding tube removed. And the last time they did this, she survived for, what, 8-9 days before an emergency law was passed by the state of Florida. And now this court ruling has supposedly overturned that. But in matters of states' rights, the 10th Amendment is still in force, and I think these federal court rulings are null and void. But that's up for debate. The founding fathers would agree with me, but, well, we're now dealing with a modern America. Speaking of Florida, Florida boy accused of assault with a rubber band, 13-year-old suspended for 10 days after confrontation with teacher, and they're discussing charging him with assault because the rubber band landed on the desk. Now, certainly a lot of us would be in prison if shooting rubber bands in class was considered assault. And what he does need is to be, you know, run around the football field 10 or 15 times till he's puking his guts up, and he won't shoot the rubber bands anymore in class. But instead, we'll just get him into probation so he can meet a lot of criminals, and then he'll probably end up with tattoos all over his body in a federal prison someday, building widgets for 15 cents an hour, taking all of our jobs. But hey, that's what the schools are designed to do, get you into prison, or get you onto Ritalin or Prozac, or get you onto welfare. It's all about institutionalizing the entire society. Interesting little blurb or slip-up in the Toronto Star. Headline, U.S. perplexed by Canadians on missile defense. And they've got the U.S. envoy here saying, we don't get it. And the envoy says, well, I mean, it was a Canadian general in command of NORAD on 9-11. That's not really entirely true. Who launched the F-16s to, under Bush's orders to shoot down Flight 93. So why don't they want to have our missile defense? But just, we've had Rumsfeld twice say that they shot 93 down. We've had Rumsfeld once say a missile hit the Pentagon. I've seen multiple officials on TV, and I don't watch much TV over the years, slip up and say, and it's been picked up in the news, that the government knew that a missile or missiles hit TWA Flight 800. So over and over again, they say this, and we're just supposed to ignore it. It's like when Larry Silverstein got up on PBS and said, we pulled the building. We pulled Building 7. And he says that, and then we're all just supposed to glaze over it. Oh, yeah, we gave the order and then watched the building come down. And he didn't go, oops, excuse me, that was a misstatement. No, that's what he said. So we'll go over this article as well. And here's an article out of the Chicago Sun-Times. They stopped the attempts, obviously, they've cleaned the place out over a year ago. No trace found of 1,100 WTC victims. The medical examiner's office has largely ended its efforts to identify the remains of those killed, the World Trade Center. That's just some of what's coming up. There is so much here today. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, thank you for joining us. We're dedicated to truth, justice, the American way, everything that's under attack today. U.S. perplexed over Canadians' refusal to accept their missile defense system, that is, going under their control. And this is out of the Toronto Star today. Listen to this and listen carefully. Canada's apparent decision to stay out of a North American missile defense system has dumbfounded Americans as an unnecessary giveaway of sovereignty. Look at the doublespeak there. Washington's envoy in Ottawa said today, "We don't get it," said Paul Cellucci, the U.S. envoy to Canada. Now, it goes on for a page and a half, talking about NORAD and talking about the missile defense system and how Canada helps command NORAD from NORAD's base in Colorado. And then Cellucci says this, quote, "Cellucci compared the situation to the one that occurred during the 9-1-1 terrorist attacks on the U.S. He noted that it was a Canadian general at NORAD who scrambled military jets under orders from U.S. President George W. Bush to shoot down a hijacked commercial aircraft headed for Washington." Let me read that again. Cellucci, the head U.S. envoy, compared the situation to the one that occurred during 9-1-1 terror attacks on the U.S. He noted that it was a Canadian general at NORAD who scrambled military jets under orders from U.S. President George W. Bush to shoot down a hijacked commercial aircraft headed for Washington. Now, Rumsfeld twice in press conferences has said they shot Flight 93 down. Rumsfeld has said in another press conference that a missile hit the Pentagon. But with the case of Flight 93, we have the state police saying jets were chasing it, there was an explosion up high in the air, the debris field was over 8 miles. Now, when you drive a plane down into the ground, the debris field might be a half a mile. The plane supposedly impacted whole in one piece into that Pennsylvania farmland. You're not going to have an engine 8 miles away, and you're not going to have seats 5 miles away from that black mark that was in that field. It's just that simple. And then from our sources, and that matches with what the state police and the police and hundreds of other witnesses said they saw, it was shot down. And then from our internal sources, we learned that Cheney was ordering a stand down. Everybody knows Bush was reading a little goat story. He didn't order any shoot down. That it was Cheney, and that Cheney didn't order to shoot down and said the order still stands. We're not going to shoot that plane down. And that a general took matters into his own hands when the pilots are there with missiles locked and it's going to the Capitol and said, take it out. Now, up until 3 months before that, the generals have the shoot down orders in their control, have the shoot down orders in their hands. They were allowed to shoot planes down. 3 months before, Donald Rumsfeld signed the document ordering the Pentagon that they no longer have the authority to shoot planes down. So we've got to rely on the president, you know, whether he's off in China on a visit or Russia or Mexico, wherever, you know, 4 a.m, we got to first get him up, and then he's got to get up and go to a situation computer and be advised of what's happening. No, in the past they didn't do that. If a plane's in danger, whether it depressurized and everybody's dead on board and it's going to fly into a major city, shoot it down. Or if it's hijacked and they're screaming, Allah Akbar, we're going to kill you, you go ahead and you shoot it down. Now, that's always been the policy. But no, they changed that 3 months before 9/11. And the Pentagon, that order's public. Now, that order is on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. In fact, telling my producer at the radio show to call my webmaster, you call her and tell her, just type into the website, NORAD stand down order found. And then it'll link through. You'll find a link. I'm telling this to the listeners, too, all at the same time. We'll find that story. Or she can call Paul Watson if my wife can't find it. And post this with this Toronto Star article. We need these two together. Kind of make a data page on this for folks that we'll just put it in our format and put comments and hyperlinks in it so people can. Here I am directing the website from the air. That's how busy I am, folks, on air doing it. But this is the reality of what we're facing. And so they just keep slipping up. We don't know why Canadians don't want to be part of this new missile defense system. I mean, why? They like having power, don't they, and having control over our military. I mean, it was a Canadian general launched the F-16s to go intercept Flight 93 to shoot it down on its way to D.C. And the 9/11 Whitewash Commission does admit at least that that plane was going to the Capitol or the White House. Think of the power and control the globalists would have gotten if that plane wouldn't have been shot down. But then, though, then so they could cover up the chain of events, how the plane was shot down, what happened with the shoot down of the plane, so it wouldn't track back to the vice president saying, don't shoot it down, and a general disregarding orders, they just concocted the story of, let's roll, and Mr. Beamer. Let's roll, and then they went after the terrorist and drove the plane into the ground. doesn't matter if all the police saw F-16s chasing it and the big explosion, and doesn't matter if public officials keep slipping up and saying that it was shot down. We're just going to ignore that. But here's the article out of the Toronto Star. Right now, up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, Washington had hoped Canada would go further and participate in building the Continental Defense Shield, an elaborate system that some would worry could lead to weapons in space and an international arms race. And it says, Salucci compared the situation to the one that occurred on 9/11, where terrorist attacks on the U.S. He noted that it was a Canadian general at NORAD who scrambled military jets under orders from U.S. President George W. Bush to shoot down a hijacked commercial aircraft headed for Washington. Really, President? I mean, this is two things. Now President Bush ordered this. Now, that's just not true. For once, this is something they're telling the truth on. Bush was in a public venue, up on a podium, so we could all tune in, and we knew about it before he did, and see how the leader responded. We were all waiting on the leader. What is he going to do? He doesn't know. You know, building the momentum, building the suspense. Jerry Bruckheimer all over it, folks. You know, Jerry Bruckheimer admittedly wrote the script for Saving Private Lynch, which she later admitted was a total fable, for days before the innocent Iraqis are, we have her, we're helping her. The Republican Guard pulled out days ago. Okay, we're coming soon. Delta Force all gets advised how to hold the cameras, how to shoot it. The script is written by Bruckheimer. Well, the same thing with 9/11. I mean, it just has Hollywood written all over it. Just everything crafted. You know, one tower gets hit, all cameras aim at it. Then a few minutes later, another. Well, when everybody's tuned in, another one hits. And then they start blowing up and collapsing, and then it's just Hollywood. Yes, men in a cave did it all. Made NORAD stand down. Did CIA put options? Insider trading. It's amazing. It's absolutely incredible. And here they are again. They can't even get their story straight. I mean, this is the envoy to Canada up there trying to sell them on going under this grid and Canada being part of it. And they say, well, you were part of 9/11. I mean, you're part of NORAD. Why don't you go along? Salucci compared the situation to one that occurred during the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the U.S. He noted that it was a Canadian general at NORAD who scrambled military jets under orders from U.S. President George W. Bush to shoot down a hijacked commercial aircraft headed for Washington. Now, to shoot it down? What do you mean to shoot it down? What do you mean President Bush ordered it? You mean Dick Cheney ordered him to do nothing, and a general did his duty and blew it out of the air and stopped you guys from getting total martial law. Can you imagine the Capitol in ruins with a big old passenger jet smacking right into the face of it? Can you imagine that giant cruise missile following its GPS coordinates, flying that big old cruise missile, that big old passenger jet turned into a cruise missile, right into the front of the rotunda of the Capitol, right into the dome, shattering it, that image destroyed? That's why Jeb already had martial law declared 2 days before in Florida. They thought it was going to be just going all the way, but it was limited. They didn't get the full scope of what they planned. And a lot of that's because one of the planes got delayed on the ground at the airport. He didn't do a perfect job. It was masterful, as you call it, quite a work of art. But it killed a lot of people. And now you're trying to kill America. 9/11 is a stake you're trying to drive in to the brain of this country. And then turn us into your little slaves. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back. We'll take your calls. There's a bunch of other news. There's just so much of it. A bunch of interesting emails as well. Hope you'll visit PrisonPlanet.tv. 1-800-259-9231.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite. It helps to burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for two full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothie.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Toll-free number to join us on air, 800-259-9231. Your calls are coming up. What do you think about the U.S. envoy to Canada, Paul Cellucci, telling him, it was a Canadian general launched the F-16s to go shoot down the Flight 93 going to D.C., and Bush gave the order. They publicly say Bush never gave an order to shoot down any aircraft, which in truth is the truth. Oh, no, they'd never do that. But still, that contradicts their official story, and then it also contradicts their official story of these jets scrambled to go shoot that plane down. Very, very interesting. But it's nothing compared to Rumsfeld, the two times he said they shot 93 down. Oh, we shot 93 down. He never goes back and says, "Ooh, I made a mistake." He just keeps talking. And the press just all sits there and ignores it. Speaking of the devil, I got a call from NPR yesterday, and they're going to interview me today. I don't know if it's going to be on today or tomorrow. It's going to be edited by one of their big national shows, and I'm going to be basically debating, but not on at the same time, with that Migas character over at Popular Mechanics, who put together this sloppily done debunking. You know, I mean, I can say I debunk that the sun comes up in the morning, but it doesn't mean I debunked it. They do this so much. They build up these straw men. It's like the case of the CNN executive going, "Yeah, they're killing our reporters. The Pentagon is." And then they go, "Where's your proof? Where's your proof?" And then he resigns when it's all over the BBC and Reuters and the Associated Press. We have a huge section on Infowars.com right now where they admittedly, the troops admittedly, and the Pentagon admittedly kills journalists. They said they would on the eve of the war. We have the Pentagon statements. But it doesn't matter. The news just builds a straw man, says it isn't true, and then it's, quote, discredited in everyone's mind. They do this over and over again. And they told me I'll have about 6 minutes on NPR out of like a 20-minute interview. So if I don't have total focus and just say sound bites for 6 minutes, well, actually, it'll be for 20 minutes. I have to like basically repeat myself for 20 minutes so that there's no way that they can pull a scam on me. And then I'll just end up being probably a minute of the interview. I mean, if I'm able to totally control myself and only say things that they can't take out of context, will I be okay? And it's stressful. It's tiring. They don't play on a fair playing field. In fact, that's it. I already told my producers, and I know they called, I want Migas or Magus or whatever his name is, I want him on here. And I'll give that creature who says we ought to all be ashamed of ourselves, besmirching the memory of those that died on 9/11 and their families for what we've said and done, I want him on. I want him on this broadcast. I want him on here, and I want him on now. And I want that punk on for an hour, 2 hours. He can have 3 hours. I can debunk everything he's saying. But I bet you, I'm not a betting man, but odds are he'll refuse. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he'll come on. But he better do it. I gave his stupid magazine an interview, and you know what? I hate promoting it, too. It's a total waste of your time. But you know what? The Warren Commission, all these whitewashing exercises, they all fail. Oh, the Warren Commission told us it was a conspiracy theory that there were more than one shooter. Now in major polls, 80% of Americans believe the government killed Kennedy, up from 80% just a few years ago. So you can run, but you can't hide. And you can build straw men all day and all night. You can build them over and over again and knock them down. All that happens is people go find the real evidence and find out that you didn't knock down the real evidence, because you can't knock it down and you'll never knock it down. There's so much evidence, it'd be like trying to knock down, you know, the biggest forest on earth with a hatchet. Oh, you can go to some little rotten tree about 2 feet tall and cut it down. The tree you planted, but you can't cut down our forest of big, gigantic redwoods, 50 feet around in diameter. You woodpecker? Yeah, it'd be like a woodpecker trying to cut down an entire old-growth forest. Just keep pecking away. Ha-ha! We can see the desperateness in your columns, the articles you write in the Washington Post and everywhere else.
They're taking over. There's armies of them. Everyone's believing them.
That's right, because we got the facts. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Let me just briefly explain this again for those who don't understand. Rumsfeld, on June 1st of 2001, signed a memorandum and said that he was directed by the President and Vice President of the United States to order the Pentagon, NORAD, the military, to tell them that they no longer had the authority to shoot down hijacked jets or planes that were going to be flown into buildings as weapons, or to shoot down errant aircraft where they depressurized and all aboard were dead. If the plane was going towards a city, they weren't allowed to shoot it down anymore. Since NORAD was set up in 57, they had that power to do that and drilled routinely to do it. And if you're Cessna or Boeing 747 or your Piper got off course, they would launch F-16s or F-18s or F-14s. Normally F-16s are the Continental Interceptors, surround your aircraft and force you down at the nearest airport or military base if you'd gotten off course or come into their airspace, or they would shoot you down. Now, that's policy. And Rumsfeld signed the order ordering the military that they no longer have the authority to shoot down aircraft. Now, that's one area. Then on 9/11, Dick Cheney was in command from the bunker under the White House. Later in the day, he then went to Site R in Maryland on the Maryland-Virginia border. And he was there in control of NORAD and would not allow the shootdowns. Then we get this article today out of the Toronto Star, where Paul Cellucci, the head U.S. envoy to Canada and to their government, trying to get them to come underneath this new missile defense plan, and he says, hey, you're already part of NORAD. Cellucci compared the situation to one that occurred during the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the U.S. He noted that it was a Canadian general at NORAD who scrambled military jets under orders from U.S. President George W. Bush to shoot down a hijacked commercial aircraft headed for Washington. Now, did you shoot Flight 93 down or didn't you? You know, that's one thing Popular Mechanics attacked us about. We comment on Rumsfeld saying twice they shot it down. We comment on Rumsfeld signing the order where the military couldn't shoot it down. We comment on the state police saying they saw it get shot down. And we say, from our sources, it was shot down. And we're called conspiracy theorists. I mean, I'm really trying to understand this. AP reporters were told to get back from the Building 7 because it was going to be brought down. Now, that's on the record. And then Larry Silverstein gets up on TV and says, we gave the order to pull the building, gave the order, and watch Building 7 come down. Now, you look at the video on top of it, it's the classical demolition with the central column or the crimp being blown out so it falls in on itself and not outwards, damaging buildings literally 15 to 40 feet away, right up next to it, weren't damaged to any extent. A few windows got knocked out. 47-story building falls right next to you, nothing happens. But buildings way down the block fall and cause seven to fall. It's not true. You know, all we're doing is pointing out reality. But in that hit piece for Popular Mechanics, they wouldn't... I'd like to talk about Silverstein. I'd like to talk about this AP article. No, we're not going there. We just want to know, did you see the bombs in the building? No, I wasn't there. I didn't see the bombs in the building. Silverstein says he blew it up. Well, we're not going there. Well, what about this article over here about seismographs saying that there were clear explosions? We called the seismologist, and they say they were never interviewed by you. And I go, excuse me? And I go, hold on for a minute. And I go online, and I go, the article you're talking about was written by American Free Press. And they go, oh. Yeah, that's another newspaper. You know, there's a link. It says the author and a hyperlink to the story. You know how websites and newspapers carry other people's stuff? I go, did you call them and ask if they were interviewed by this guy? No, we didn't. Then the magazine comes out. They did something else. See, they didn't do that because I exposed them. So they weaseled over and found somebody who'd written an article for my site and a bunch of other sites who mentioned the American Free Press article. Clearly mentions that's where he got it, and they call the seismologist and say, did you talk to this guy? Oh, no, we didn't talk to the guy who's... You see how they do that? Man. Oh, boy. I mean, I'm sick of it. I'm really sick of it. But, again, they're going to lose. It's not going to work. There's nothing you can do. You can try to discredit till the cows come home. It's because of stuff like this. This is why you're losing your subscriptions. This is why all of you are falling apart. It's why the TV crowd admits they've lost upwards of 45% of their audience in the last 5-6 years. People just aren't watching you anymore. They aren't listening to you anymore. We're sick of it. Let's talk to Eleanor in Canada. Eleanor, welcome to the airwaves.
Good afternoon, Alex. I was originally calling in with some very important information, life-saving information about Terry Schiavo. May I speak about that?
Yes, we have Terry Schiavo's, the folks representing her, coming on next hour.
Yes, well, I've been in touch with them by email as well, but
okay.
Many people don't seem to understand that, excuse me, these judicial orders are only to have the feeding tube removed the judge never has ordered and never will order, never can order, that feeding be stopped, because that is a clear contravention of both federal and Florida law.
Well, they won't let them. They won't let them for years. Feed her. She was eating Jell-O 10 years ago.
Alex, what I'm saying is that is contrary to the law, and that's not included in the order the judge handed down.
Well,
and
let me be specific with you. If they take the feeding tube away, she will die.
No, she can. She can. She has to be fed. So,
well, ma'am, I've had her father and mother on. I've had her lawyers on. I've had the groups there, and for 10 years they can't brush her teeth. They're not allowed to give her food. She can eat food.
Alex, what I'm telling you is all that is felonious. And
well, of course it's felonious. I mean, coast to coast they're killing people audibly begging for food. It's in the Wall Street Journal.
What I'm pleading you and the listeners to understand is that the reason they're getting away with it is that people don't read the actual order from the judge. The judge's order contains nothing about withholding
food. There's a previous order that they're not allowed. Well, the guardian is Michael Cockroach Schiavo, and he will not let them give her food. There are armed guards in there when the parents go in.
Yes, but no one has the authority to withhold food in Florida, and there's a federal law called the Americans with Disabilities Act that explicitly prohibits that.
I know, and they've argued that before the courts. Listen, I appreciate your call. They're killing her, okay? They're killing her. And we're trying to stop it. Joni in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I have a couple things. One real quick thing. On C-SPAN this morning, they read just a snippet of a piece out of the Washington Post to do with some new orders coming out of the Pentagon, and I didn't take a whole lot of notes on it, but I think you ought to have a couple of your people research it out.
Okay, what is it?
Washington Post, something to do with the Pentagon and an executive order about leaving our military people go into countries. In other words, not where we've declared any action, but like subversive, I guess, type stuff. You'll have to check it out. But the other reason I called you was last night I watched CNN. And they had a segment of the program saying that mother's milk is now being contaminated.
With jet fuel.
With a chemical from rocket fuel. That's the way I got it. Rocket fuel. And it showed the states, Texas, Florida, I think California. It wasn't the heartland. It was sort of the border of our country, and that it's when the babies drink it, it's causing damage to the brain, retardation, and so forth. And so
we better not let mothers breastfeed anymore.
Exactly.
We better have them drink the soy milk that ends up with their brains being about 8% smaller. The brain needs fat to develop, and it's just more fear-mongering. People should just eat more organic and not eat a lot of the processed garbage.
Well, they claimed that they were getting contaminated because of the water they were drinking. This chemical has gotten into the water supply.
Well, it is. I mean, anybody that drinks tap water is completely insane.
And then from the vegetables, and I understand from talking to a friend of mine that a few months ago, they said that in Belgrade, Florida, the lettuce and some of the other products were contaminated.
Well, there's always been toxins in our environment just from volcanoes and other things like that. I mean, our bodies are designed to take a certain amount of it. That's why we need to limit it as much as possible. And 70% of our intake of these poisons is through water. And that's why if you cut out the tap water, you've really helped yourself and your family. That's why I promote high-quality, made-in-America water purifiers.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting, though, Alex. I followed through and I called my county, EPA, and the girl said to me, her question was, how did they segregate out the one chemical? How, you know, if it wasn't just rocket fuel, how did the one chemical get segmented out?
I hear you. Thanks for the call, Jen. I appreciate it. Up next is Bobby in North Carolina. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? I got a couple things. One, I want to tell you first, I really appreciate what you're doing. You're really a hero in America here, and I really appreciate what you're doing for our country. I got two other things. One is, one side note, I got a question about Bush's second. The first one I got here is, a couple months ago, you were supposed to come on a local radio station in Raleigh, and we promoted real high to, for them to treat you with respect, because a lot of times they clown some of the people like yourself, and they said that you were sick and that you couldn't make it. I wanted to know, was that true? Could you not make it, or was it something where it was a Clear Channel radio station, or was it that they didn't allow you to come on? That
no,
was my first
I remember
question.
That. I cancel very few interviews, and I had real bad allergies. I think it was real early in the morning. My wife was saying, get up, go do the... In fact, I think I took off on the radio that day, this broadcast.
Yeah, you did, actually, yeah.
Yeah, so
now,
it's
now
yeah.
Do you plan on going back on that station? We would love to hear you here in Raleigh.
If they want to have me back on, I mean, but you can call and tell them if you were listening that day, you can vouch that I wasn't on my own broadcast.
Yeah.
I remember that. My wife's like, get up, get up, get up. And I'm like, I'm sick. I'm not getting up.
Okay. The second thing I had about Bush is, could you elaborate a little bit on the Brahms field? Back in 1984, Bush with the satanic cult, the ritual, where supposedly everybody was killed except for Bush, and he was supposedly disappeared for 3 days. That was back in 1984. The city is right on the border of Mexico. And supposedly his father bailed him out of that. Can you elaborate any on that?
Well, I you know, I've heard that, and it was in Texas Monthly, not mentioning Bush, but the massive satanic murders. I mean, they've dug up hundreds of bodies on the Texas border, and it's the entire Texas border with Mexico. There's just satanic cults, folks. This isn't a joke. We're talking Dallas Morning News, Houston Chronicle, Texas Monthly. They grab people's children when you go visiting over the border. They grab families. They grab it's just horrible. And I had heard somehow that, strangely enough, that Junior was somehow involved, and it fits in with Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove and the rest of it. You know, it's like yesterday in Italy, they sentenced two Satanists who admittedly engaged in a bunch of ritual murders to life in prison, and it was a popular heavy metal rock band. I mean, this stuff's real, but you talk about it, people laugh at you.
Yeah. But all right. That's all I had. Appreciate it, Al.
All right. I appreciate your call, Bobby. Yeah, that's... I don't have details of the specifics with Bush. That's the problem with all this. It's so wild. It's so... so weird that it just boggles the mind. But, yeah, it's... If I was you, I wouldn't get anywhere near certain areas on that Texas border. Down by Big Bend, the Boquillas Pass, and just a bunch of those towns. I mean, it is bad news. Strangely enough, I have... truth is stranger than fiction. My parents liked to go to Big Bend a lot when I was small. We'd rent an RV, go with another family down there, and we'd ride the little rowboats across to the Mexico border and go into those little towns. And, I mean, people were on donkeys, dirt floor shops. I mean, it was like something out of the 1800s. And that's the very area that it came out years later where it was just... organized mass devil worship. And tourists, young men, young women, families, they get you and they torture you to death and cut your heart out, and hundreds of people. But Satanism doesn't exist, and we should all just love our government. But Mexico is just rampant with Satanism. Just absolutely rampant in the kidnapping, you name it. And so I would advise people, well, yesterday we had the Associated Press about these former special forces troops from Mexico in Dallas and other areas murdering people and then burning their bodies up in their cars. And in fact, there's several other articles today about Latin gangs just all over the country, how they target police officers. They just walk right up randomly as part of their initiations and kill police. And then the cop gets killed, and strangely enough, when they kill a cop, it just gets in the newspaper. It's almost like it's a minor issue. And They're basically immune. These gangs, because of these different laws that have been put into place, it's almost impossible to prosecute them, and they just go back to Mexico, and Mexico won't extradite them. And they're actually above the law. It's like the railway murderer. He killed over 15 people, and he'd been in custody multiple times, but they don't know who their real names are. They don't know who they are, and they just let them go again, and they goes around murdering people. It's amazing. Every criminal in Latin America knows this is like the happy hunting ground or something. Just come up here and enjoy yourself. And if anybody tries to defend themselves on the border from you, we'll send in a sting operation of FBI agents to put you in prison. It's really that bad. It's all part of the plan to break down our borders, and when things get bad enough, that we'll have a merger of our police and military, which is already starting to happen, to, quote, deal with the threat. Unbelievable. But truth is unbelievable, isn't it? All right, we'll come back and take more of your calls at 800-259-9231. We've got an update for you on Terry Schiavo Schindler on the other side as well.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We'll go to Mike, Steve, Bart, and others here in just a few minutes. Before we go back to your calls and other important news items, help us expose the truth about 9/11 being the foundation of all the other lies and the modern police state we're witnessing manifest itself in front of our very eyes. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, the preeminent 9/11 film that details the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the actual government plans to carry out 9/11-style attacks. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and make 10 copies of it. It's easy. Get it on VHS or DVD. Make 10 copies. Give them to friends, family, neighbors. Tell them to make copies. And if just two of the 10 people you give it to make copies, if you do the math, if people continue to do that, you're going to look at one tape turning into thousands of tapes. And that's what's happened with other people that have done this, and I want to commend you. And that's why we're winning the fight. That's why in a CNN poll, 90% of Americans believe the government's covering up 9/11. That's why a Zogby poll showed that half of Americans believe that in New York and believe they're involved. Even 68% believe they had prior knowledge. We're going to win this fight together. But you need to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and part two of that film, The Masters of Terror, exposed. And you need to order them today. You need to get George Humphrey's excellent 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, a wonderful film. Or Eric Huffschmidt's video, 9/11 Painful Deceptions, that we carry on VHS and DVD. When you get George Humphrey's DVD, you get three free color booklets, the accompanying book that goes along with it. So it's a great deal. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the films via the safe, secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can watch all my films, all my weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book. All, it's just so much there, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. And within the week, within the next 6-7 days, you're going to be able to see my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, first for 2 weeks before it's available on VHS and DVD, as promised. So go ahead and get your monthly or yearly membership there to be able to do that. Mike in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome, Mike. All right, going once, going twice, Mike's gone. Steve in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Alex, real quick, on Boston Legal last Sunday, there was an episode that advocates torture. And in the case, the...
Everybody's been emailing me. Is this the episode where they break his arm and he's innocent, but still they say Donald Rumsfeld's for torture, Alberto Gonzalez is good, and the court goes, yes, torture is good.
Well, yeah, I have an audio piece that I'd like to play because I recorded the episode. I don't know if you need me to send it to you or not.
Absolutely, please.
But let me play this real quick. It's about 20-something seconds, okay?
Play it. Yeah, jack it up for me.
You held a press conference singing the praises of your officers, including Mr. Kirkland. Then, when the footage went out over the airways, suddenly my client's conduct became disgraceful.
We have not ever and will not ever condone torture.
Alan Dershowitz recently said that if we had a suspect in custody who knew that a bomb was about to go off and kill people, torture would be used. Do you disagree with that?
We've never had such a ticking bomb case here, so I can't answer.
Let's say we're trying to crack a big terrorist case. Say the Pan Am jet that went down in Lockerbie. Was torture used there?
You have to ask the FBI.
There were reports, I should say rumors, about the Lockerbie case. That electrical devices were attached to the prisoner's genitalia. Are you familiar?
Objection.
This court is not going to admit rumors, Ms. Schmidt.
Let me ask you something, Captain. If they were tortured, do you care?
Hear that?
Yes, sir. Is there any more?
No, I got a whole thing of it, but I could play some clips later. I mean,
I'll tell you what, stay there. We got an update on Terry Schiavo coming up, then we'll get back to you.